Believe it or not, math is a valuable tool in the battle against HIV. For years, scientists have been developing HIV vaccine candidates. Turns out, to determine whether a prospective vaccine is really actually effective or not, scientists need statistics. Today, we invited Professor Lang Wu to join us in our podcast and talk about the statistics inherently involved in vaccine trials. Professor Lang Wu has an extensive background with HIV statistical research. He acted as a supervisor, assisting and providing guidance for the PhD student who worked on this paper for their doctorate.
I've been working on HIV/AIDS data for many years, 20 years. But for this particular study, I got involved about 3 or 4 years ago. So a friend of mine working at University of Washington and Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center in Seattle. So he invited me to join with an international research collaboration project on HIV vaccine study. So I serve as a statistician, and there are many others who are probably scientists work on other areas. So there's a big team, so I'm just one of the team members, co-investigator.
So can you tell us why you use this joint model in your study?
We did some simulation study to also show that if you don't model them joined together, you model them separately, the result will be biased. One of the purposes of a simulation study is to demonstrate that if you don't use joint model, the result you obtain may be unreliable.
Can you describe the joint model in relation to the longitudinal and survival data?
In the paper, we have shown that the longitudinal data is related to the survival data. Then in this case, it will be fairly helpful in the future because then you don't have to wait for 2 years to tell whether a patient gets infected or not. Probably from the first few vaccinations, you can tell, oh, this kind of patient probably are fairly likely to get infected because based on the simulation study.
Can you also use an analogy to help us understand how researchers use these early biomarker measurements to determine who is likely to get infected?
It's like in a class, from first to homework assignment, you probably can tell this student is likely to fail because the mark is so low, right? So this is helpful to give an early warning to the student. Yeah, so similar in HIV vaccine study. From early measurement, probably you can tell, oh, this patient probably are high risk.
Finally, looking to the future of vaccine development, could the methods in this paper be used to develop novel treatments or vaccines?
Statistical method is most useful to evaluate an existing treatment or vaccination. So suppose I have already a vaccine or vaccination available, and probably you have several choice, and you want to compare which one is the best or which one works best. So in this case, the statistical method will be most useful. Probably cannot help to develop a new method. That's the job of AIDS scientists, probably.
When we think of HIV vaccines, we don't usually think of math and models or manipulating numbers. However, statistics are a central part of life, not just HIV, but to all other forms of disease studies as well as other sciences.
Nowadays, almost everyone uses statistical methods, like in medical research or in cancer research, even in education, psychology, evaluation. They use statistical methods all the time.
We thank Professor Wu for joining us today. We hope our audience will have a better understanding of the statistical knowledge used in HIV vaccine study. Thanks for listening.